Bob. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. I was just wondering if the tone of this game feels any different now that you guys have Super Bowl rings. Does it feel different than last year when you were trying to, or in the other previous times when you played the Patriots and you were trying to get over that hurdle?
I don't think so. Around here, I think it's pretty much the same. I mean, we're doing the same things. It's just another game we're preparing for. I mean, right now, that's all we see it as. If anything, you know, happened later in the season, I mean, whatever. Right now, we just focus on going out, trying to prepare well this week and get a win.
Hey, Bob, when you see the scores of some of the Patriots games, what do you think?
I mean, I think they're doing a lot of good things. They're playing well on defense. As you know, offensively, they're doing a good job, and also on special teams. I think overall, they've gotten better. They, you know, are a lot more consistent than they have been, and they're just playing well. They're on the roll right now, and this week is our main focus is really just preparing like we always do normally and go on and execute.
Do you feel like the way you guys beat them last year, especially coming from behind and being able to run on them in the second half and containing their receivers, do you feel like that maybe inspired what they did in the offseason in terms of loading up on the receivers they got and it has inspired this run they're on right now?
You know what? I really don't know. You can say that, and it may look like everything fits in there, and that's probably what they did, but I don't know. You know, I can't really guess. They, you know, the things that they do over there is what they do, and that's not really something that I worry about. But I don't know.
You do, Bob. You do recognize that they seem to be they've always been good, different team than the AFC team you saw in the AFC Championship game with Moss and Stallworth.
Right. Yeah, they got a whole new core of guys and the receiving core, and they're all playing well. They're all making a lot of big plays, and you know, Brady's doing an excellent job with getting the ball to him and spreading it out. So, you know, it's just you know, our thing is just to prepare. We can't really worry about much of what they do. It's all about us executing and trying to get better.
I know you're not going to divulge the defensive game plan here, but it seems like it would present a challenge for you as a safety. I mean, at times you'd like to be up in the box to foil the running game, but with Moss and Stallworth and Welker, maybe you'd want to hang back more and guard against the pass. Does that put you in a tough spot?
I wouldn't say so, because you know, me and Anton, we both are able to play in the run game and in the passing game. If we got to play cover two, we can play cover two. If I have to be back and he's in the, you know, in the hole in our three deep, I mean, it is what it is. I think we both, our styles of play, you know, helps us out. We don't really worry about saying, well, I'm used to being in a box, so, you know, playing deep is not really my game. But I think both all the safeties here have to play both positions. So I think we're comfortable with doing whatever. So whatever we have to do this week to, you know, maintain those guys and get a win, we'll do and be ready for it.
Bob, you lost both of your starting cornerbacks during the offseason, yet it seems like your pass defense is actually better than it was last year when you guys won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think it has a lot to do with us just being a little bit more physical. I think we haven't missed as many tackles as we missed last year. Right now, Marlon and Kelvin are doing an excellent job, and when the receivers do catch the ball, they get them down right away. They don't have, you know, 10, 20 yards after the catch, so that's pretty much what's helping us out for the most part, is that we're making those tackles for no gains. I mean, everybody, they're going to come in, they're going to make their share of plays, but we got to get them down as soon as they catch the ball.
Hey Bob, are you guys embracing the role as underdog?
You know, we enjoy it, man. It's you know, it's tough when you got everybody saying you're the greatest thing ever and this and that. You know, because if you lose or you go down, then what do they say? You know, so we're just going to keep on pushing and keep on trying to play well, and we'll be fine.
A lot of
Just to follow up on that, you guys obviously are the defending Super Bowl champions. You've won 12 in a row. You've won 13 in a row at home. You're coming off back-to-back tough games on the road where you won rather easily. You played two games. You had a short week, and yet you come home and you're 4.5-point underdogs. Is there any sort of disrespect factor there that you think will motivate you guys even more than you are motivated?
No, not really. I don't think any of the other stuff besides what we have going on here, our game plan and preparing, really doesn't affect us at all. We don't worry about that, you know, at all. Our main goal is just focusing on us continuing to get better and moving forward.
A lot of teams recently haven't handled the.
Time for one more question, and I gotta get ready to go.
Just about the mantle of being defending champs, some teams recently haven't handled it too well. What's been the key for you guys to stay focused?
Just knowing that we're a pretty good team, and we're going to keep working at it. We got to bring a lot of younger guys along, and, you know, that's pretty much was our focus, was getting the younger guys along, showing them how we do things around here, and that pretty much is what keeps us focused. We got a lot of guys in and out each year, and some guys go on and do their own thing, but we got to make sure that we keep building on that foundation that we set here. That, you know, we're gonna play coach ball day in and day out, prepare, study well, and go out and try to execute. And that's pretty much what you know, our role around here has been as players.
Well, if I have time for one last one, how about what kind of a matchup is Dallas Clark for a safety?
Dallas, he does a lot of excellent things, man. I think he's a he's a receiver slash tight end. He has real deceptive speed. He's strong. He does an excellent job after the catch. So as a safety, if you're not very good in coveraging and man on man, I mean it's kind of tough, especially when he has to go up against linebackers. It's pretty much a mismatch every time. So I think he is doing an excellent job for us, and will continue to move on and get better. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Nice talking with you guys.
Thank you, Bob.
See you.